everybody.
Hello!
We are here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC Grayson.
JC.
I'm sorry about the little shift in cadence there. I had to exhale sooner than I
anticipated.
Yeah,
it sounded like you were out of breath.
Well, that's it. I had too much breath is what happened. There was too much breath inside of me. I needed to let it out. You know, I had inhaled too much, so not out of air, but I had consumed just maybe a little more than my lungs could handle. I hope you'll forgive
Doesn't
me.
Doesn't talking normally decrease the amount of air in your lungs anyways?
Well, evidently not. You heard me.
Not at a rapid enough pace, I guess.
I guess not. Well, Gray the Gray, what's been going on?
Yeah,
no, that makes a lot of sense. Can you expand on that?
Nope.
Okay, no, that's, you know what? You're setting boundaries, and I can appreciate that, you know? That's good.
Wait, what was our word for setting boundaries?
We had a word for setting boundaries?
It was like mangoes or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, congrats on keeping those up. But then I feel like we had a double meaning for what boundaries were. Like, boundaries stopped meaning boundaries, and boundaries meant something else. We'll have to go back through the annals of Boy Oh Boy and figure it out.
Yeah,
we got it.
Review the lore.
Yeah, and that's good. You know, we should be going back and getting refreshers on the lore every once in a while. I don't want history to be left to, well, the past. I don't want it to fall into obscurity. I want us to carry the memory of Boy Oh Boy, because every episode is just as important as the next. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And speaking of refreshers, do we want to just get right into the Jordan update? Because that's basically a refresher.
You know what? That's the best way to honor this new mango we've set. So absolutely.
All right. Well, we have an update for both 393 and 394, so I will go through it now. Hello. I'm sorry for the lateness. The podcast was fantabulous, as always, for 393.
Oh, wait. Goodness. What about the other one?
What other one?
You said that we have two Jordan updates, right?
393, 394.
Yeah, but she said only one of them was fantabulous. Am I misunderstanding? I feel like what just happened is Jordan said only...
Well, she said the podcast, not the episode was fantabulous, as always.
Phew. Okay. I guess I misheard. My bad.
393. Goodness. I'm sorry to hear about the overflow and the psychotic man at the hospital. There's probably a lot of those, wouldn't you say, JC?
Oh, that's the nature of it. But yeah, a large number.
That must have been terrifying, but I'm glad you're at least physically okay, and I'm so happy you found a job you feel fulfilled in.
Well, just you wait for the next episode that you have already responded to.
JC, thank you for sharing that story of the teacher with the Baja Blast. That is indeed a very sad story. I hope they've reached a solution. Also, you did not share your survivor prediction. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's huge. Thank you so much on both those fronts. I would disagree at calling the Baja Blast. If you remember correctly, there was a teacher at our school district, Grayson, that served hard Mountain Dew Baja Blast to her students. And I really resent the word sad being attached to that. I feel like the word is cool and awesome, epic even. Not sad.
Inspirational, I dare say.
Yeah, aspirational. Like, this is something that, you know, we were just talking about not letting things fade into obscurity. This story never will. You know, that's so wonderful.
We aspire to provide alcohol to minors.
Yes, at least on the level and scale that this teacher did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Grayson, I hope you and Issa have the best time at the Leve concert. Well, it's not until, like, September, so we got some time.
Damn.
JC, I do not understand the Twilight comparison, but maybe she was implying that he's just a scary version of you?
Oh, we're talking about how one of the patients at the mental hospital compared me to Volturi from Twilight.
As if you were given a pound or so of spooky makeup, you still do have a lovely face.
I appreciate this so much. However, I have to push back once again on something you've said, Jordan. And this one I am a little sad I have to push back on. You say I don't look like Volturi, right? Grayson, this is going to be news to you in this instance specifically. I am a hypocrite. Because do you want to know something?
What's that?
Back when I met Brandy, I went on her Instagram, and it's still actually up on her Instagram. One of her I don't even know what they're called. Highlights. You know, you can save a bunch of Instagram stories as little highlights on your profile. One of her cover photos for her highlights that have been there since I've met this girl is this scary looking man with like bulging eyes and pale skin. And every time I open Brandy's Instagram for the past 3 years I've known her, my instant reaction is, oh my God, that's a horrible photo of me. What is it doing on her Instagram? And then I had to ask her one time, I said, is that me? And she said, no, that's not you. And she explained it was like some character or something. I learned just the other day that character all these years is Volturi from Twilight. The one that I've been thinking is me repeatedly for the past 3 years. So I guess I see the comparison. I guess it's
Boy.
quite accurate, unfortunately for me. So I'm sorry, Jordan, to have to disagree with you, but I have to stay consistent, okay?
Darn.
Yeah.
JC, I'm so excited to hear Brandy lives in Austin now. I'm sure your efforts for her moving were greatly appreciated.
I mean, I'm sure they were appreciated. Didn't make it any easier, okay? It was hot. It was so hot out. So many stairs.
Grayson, I'm so happy you and Issa have a mutual love of Star Wars. Please keep the listening audience updated about the new show. We still haven't watched it,
What the
actually.
hell?
Yeah.
Well,
We've had
get
other
on it.
stuff on our mind. Yeah, I know, we gotta get
Whatever.
on it.
What's more important
Grayson, I
than
hope your
Star
parents are.
Wars?
Well, I'll get into that later.
Oh, okay.
Grayson, I hope your parents are having a lovely time in Florida with Aunt Kathy. Hopefully, they'll get to party with Issa and her family at a later date.
Woo!
Maybe. They're back in South Carolina now, so they are back home.
Ah, the Florida party came to an end. Oh.
JC, I'm so sorry you lost Kirby. I hope he's been found by now.
Oh,
Have you found
Kirby
it?
certainly has not been found. The little Kirby my niece made me. We're still on the hunt, still on the lookout. However, no Kirby as of yet. Let me know if you find Kirby, Grayson, or you, Jordan, or anyone else. There's this little rubber Kirby, no bigger than an inch in height and width, that I'd love to put back on my keychain. So,
Yeah,
just
Kirby is
keep me
not turned up,
updated.
I hate to say.
No, also did not know Kirby was a boy. Love that. Yeah. Did you? I don't know Kirby. Kirby doesn't look like it really has a gender. Kirby looks kind of in the middle, sort of non-binary, if you will.
Kirby's manly as hell. What do you mean?
No, not like masculine, feminine characteristics. It's just like, where are the genitals? And that's the first question I ask whenever I see a cartoon character. And I can't find them on Kirby, no matter how hard I've looked.
Kirby's just really conscientious of his angles.
Ankles?
Angles.
Oh, okay. I was about to say Kirby has no ankles in sight, similar to its testicles. So, I don't know. I'll get in there.
394. Thank you to Hans for the brief tuberculosis information.
Yes, agreed.
I don't know if we got anything out of the information except for me being irritated that he was anti-capitalist.
There was a word for it that he used, the consumption. The consumption. I learned that TV is the consumption. In the Irish books I read a bunch of last year, the Irish autobiographies, they talked a lot about the consumption. I had no clue that was tuberculosis.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
JC, I'm so sorry CM Punk has disappointed you so intensely, but I'm glad your upper crust bakery trip was successful.
Yeah, I wish these things could even out. I wish those were like equivalents, but CM Punk is really, really, truly disappointed me. Sad to say.
JC, I'm so sorry to hear your idea wasn't approved. I would have just given the man his darn cigarette, too. I hope no one was hurt too badly.
Well, again, there was that one therapist who was bit through her arm, but it happens to the best of us, you know?
Truly.
Not hurt too badly, I guess.
Grayson, I'm so sorry to hear about your energy drink spending. Do you think you need to get it? Needed to get by each day. Yeah, I kind of do, but I do have a solution. I got a bunch of those like flavor packets with caffeine in them, and I'm just going with that now, and that has been a reasonable substitute that has worked fine for me.
Was it like a caffeine Zin? What do you mean a flavor packet?
So, like, you know how you can mix like powder into water and it makes it taste good?
Oh, okay.
It's that, but it has caffeine in it.
Just like my Zip Fizz I've had every morning since I was 12 years old.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty huge. That's pretty massive. I am an advocate. I feel like we should find Zins that are just caffeine, and you put the little caffeine pouch in your mouth. Thoughts?
They exist.
Really? Or do they work?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, you haven't tried them?
No.
Okay, well, if the powders stop working, try the caffeine Zins.
Sounds good.
Okay.
JC, I look forward to your improved Italian brain rot impression next week.
Oh, who was I? Oh, I was trying to do the impression of what happens when Tung 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 Sahur gets sad. When he says, no. That. I have not worked on it, but I'll try to. It's just I've been so busy, Gray the Gray. I hope you and the listening audience can understand.
Yeah, whatever. Get your priorities straight, man.
Fuck.
I hope you both have wonderful weeks. Smiley face.
Do our best.
We'll try.
No promises, even remotely.
Thank you for the updates, Jordan. Greatly appreciated.
Yeah, huge. Again, really, it's gonna be tough, a tough one. Having a great week this week. Gray the Gray, I have a couple of devastating bits of news to share.
Oh, please do.
Okay. Do you remember where I was this past week? I was on vacation. I had off from work. I haven't worked at the mental hospital since the last recording. I have no new stories to share from the mental hospital. Do you remember why?
Oh, you were on some beach somewhere.
No, I went to a farm in Tennessee.
Why did I think you were going to a beach?
I don't know why you thought I was going. I went to a farm in Tennessee for Bonnaroo, a music festival. Olivia
Oh, I thought
Rodrigo.
Bonnaroo was an island.
No, Bonnaroo is a farm in. Well, it's not even a farm. Bonnaroo is an event on a farm in Tennessee.
Why did I think that was an island?
I don't know. I don't know why you've had that impression. I did not know it was on a farm in Tennessee before booking this trip, but I also did not think it was an island. Maybe Bonnaroo is an island somewhere, but that's not where I went, not with my family. Maybe I
No,
was
I think
better
I just made the
off.
wrong. Like, it actually makes no sense that I made that assumption because you have expressed to me in the past that you were going to this music festival.
Yeah, I was not going to the beach. No beach was. I was honestly probably better off going to the beach, Grayson. Okay?
Oh
This was a
boy.
4-day music festival, one of the best lineups I'd ever seen. That's why I went outside the state for it. My parents, me, Brandy, we all drove 12 plus hours to get there to this farm in Tennessee. And the first day, there's only a couple of musicians I really like cared that much to see. But one of them's one of mine and Brandy's favorites. It's a band called Hey Nothing. They're great. They're awesome. And then to end the night, we also saw, for my first time ever, the Insane Clown Posse live in concert. So that's pretty big. You know, you ever seen the ICP?
I am vaguely familiar with them. What are their fans called?
They're called the Juggalos and Juggalettes. Whoop whoop.
Okay.
Yeah. And I also know, of course, that they're very famous for their association with the Midwest soda Faygo. You familiar?
Thanks to you, yes.
Yes, I've only had Faygo on really one occasion, and it was spectacular. It was wonderful. I've told you about this. It was well documented on the podcast. I've searched for Faygo here in Austin, and it's not gone well, okay? The bottle rocket flavored Faygo. I do know they have grape flavored Faygo at Dollar Tree. However, I don't love an artificial grape flavor, so I've yet to try it. So, sorry about that, everyone. But I do know the Insane Clown Posse loves their Faygo. I just didn't realize the extent to which that statement was true, Grayson, because at the beginning of every single song in their set, the Insane Clown Posse, and their set, by the way, started at 12:30 a.m. On Thursday night, and then went for about 2 hours between.
So till 2 in the morning? Okay.
Bonnaroo is it goes very late. It's like out of all the festivals, it goes so stupidly late. Between every single song, or sorry, not between, at the beginning of every single song, about 6 to 10 masked men dressed as clowns who are not in the band. You know, they're not Shaggy, Too Dope, or Violent J, but just some unnamed clowns saunter onto the stage with a bottle of Faygo. They shake it up really hard, and they spray it all over the audience in like the first few rows. And I say, that's really incredible. What a visual. And then after like the 12th song, and the clown's coming out when the song starts and just doing the same thing over and over and over again, I was starting to lose my mind. Because it's not like they did anything different. They just came out with a new bottle of Faygo, sprayed the audience, and left. Waited a few more minutes and just did it again.
Yeah, for 2 hours. The genius. That's incredible.
Yeah. It was awesome. A lot of ICP fans there. A lot of people painted up.
The front rows must have been so sticky after that. That's
so
awful.
So sticky. And the thing about Bonnaroo is everyone is camping. Like, there's... You have to pay $10 for every shower you take. So most people aren't showering. And so... Yeah, it's like one of the worst environments possible to be doused with loads of Faygo. But if I were a big fan of the Insane Clown Posse, I would have loved it, you know? Mm-hmm. That would have been a dream. So that was Thursday, and those were really the only two acts I cared about that I saw. But there were going to be so many coming up on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That very next day, three of my favorite bands of all time were playing. Foster the People, Flip Turn, and Rainbow Kitten Surprise Grey the Grey.
Wow.
The day after that, Olivia Rodrigo, Mount Joy, a Modest Mouse, which was the first band Brandy and I ever saw live together. Incredible stuff. On Friday, as we're walking from our campgrounds to the festival, my parents, Brandy and me, we arrive to the arch to get in to security for the festival, and no one's there because the big old sign says that the festival is delayed due to weather on Friday. And we're like, ah, oh no, this is not good. Flip Turn's about to start in an hour and a half. I hope they're still able to go on. And we wait and we wait and we wait. And eventually it hits like 7 p.m. And now I've missed Flip Turn and Foster the People because of weather. There are a bunch of like storms going on. It's pouring rain. It's muddy because it's a big farm where everyone's camping. And then around 8 p.m. after all these delays, we get the news that actually the whole festival for the entire weekend is canceled. So, we packed our stuff, spent a few hours sleeping, and then left the next morning, Saturday morning. So, that was that. We drove
that
back.
Sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, Brandy and I also had booked a flight to get back, too, because we had to be back in time for a concert. No need for that, in hindsight. But, yeah, drove back. Still got to spend a bunch of time with my parents and Brandy. Wonderful, wonderful stuff, Grey the Grey. My parents dropped Brandy and me back off in Austin after we arrived, like early kind of Sunday morning-ish, okay? The festival's still supposed to be going on. I was supposed to have already seen Olivia Rodrigo. Ugh, devastating. This all sucks. This is like my week off, and now my time off means a bit more since I work a real job. Whatever, it happens, I guess. The coping, the grieving, it was done, you know, it was a bummer. You get through it. And then, you know what I did Monday? Yesterday?
What?
We put down our family dog, Hanale, who we've had since I was 8 years old. So, just, what a week. Whoop whoop, as the Insane Clown Posse says.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Basically, when my parents got back to San Antonio, Hanalei was, like, not eating at all. Because my grandparents were watching her while we were away. And so, I guess, like, a few hours before my parents got back, my grandparents were like, she's, like, wheezing real bad, and she's not really standing up. And, yeah, she, like, hadn't been eating. And then kind of her hind legs stopped working. And then I drove home because my mom called me like Sunday to be like, hey, we think we're going to have to put her down tomorrow. Like, are you coming in? Thankfully, I already had off from work. I had already requested off from Bonnaroo. So I drove down early Monday morning. We hung out with Hanalei for a little bit. And at first I was like, why are we putting her down? She was wheezing. She was like struggling to breathe, but she was like laying down, sleeping a whole bunch. But then when I saw her try to get up, it was so sad. She like, her equilibrium, her balance was so fucked, and she's like kept tipping over. And like when she could walk, she could only walk in circles because like her back legs didn't work. It was really sad. And so we had to get her to the vet, and we put her down. So, 2025.
Truly the greatest of years.
Yep, this it just it keeps adding up, keeps piling up. This little list of mine. We'll see where it goes, you know?
I mean, we may be going to war with Iran, so we could get drafted.
I don't think I can. I have a heart condition.
Oh, draft
Yeah.
dodger.
Sorry about that. I don't think they'd want me, TBH. You know, like even without the heart condition, I feel like they really wouldn't want me, Iran. Or sorry, well, I guess Iran wouldn't want me either. Neither country really wants me on their side, I fear. But I feel like you can take up arms for the both of us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, man.
Of course, of course. You don't want to defend your country?
Is that what we'd be doing?
I don't know. I didn't know if we were going to war with Iran. This is the first I'm hearing about it.
Hopefully, oh, you haven't heard about this?
No. I saw like Israel and Iran were fighting.
Yeah, no, that's really it. We
Oh.
probably will stay out of it, hopefully.
You know, that's usually our MO.
Yeah. But yeah, Israel just kind of out of nowhere did a strike on Iran. And they did it kind of assuming the US would immediately back them up. And for the most part, we kind of just stayed to the side so far.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Who is going to win in a battle between Israel and Iran? Without any backing from like a large superpower.
Probably Iran, to be honest.
So like after all this fighting over like what is it, Gaza, and like Palestine, all that, like Iran could just come in and like just blow it all up. What an ending that would. I guess they've also been blowing it up anyways, so we're already on track, but that's interesting. If I get drafted, what would I do? Would I build bombs, probably?
You'll have some desk job.
Okay. That's pretty big. I got the journalism degree. They could have me, you know, do some copy editing for the military. Which that sounds exciting.
Sure, it'd be thrilling. The
I think
veterans
so.
benefits would probably be nice.
I mean, I guess so, but like I already got my bachelor's and I'm already like paid for a lot of my master's program. If I was going to do this thing, I should have done it earlier.
I mean, but
Like, I don't think I can retroactively get the money back.
you always go to the VA.
Me go to the VA?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I guess so. I haven't heard the greatest things.
No, bye. To be honest.
And I could theoretically, I could just go there now. Like just to visit.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. I've visited the VA
Just show
many,
up. Hey,
many
what are you guys
times.
about? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm
What's
looking
up
to
with
get
you guys?
involved. I'm soon to turn 26. Is there anything that I can work out? They might be open to it. There's only one way to find out. Also, I don't know where the VA hospital is in Austin. I know where it is in San Antonio. No clue. So there is a lot of research to be done, a lot to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Maybe we just do Boy Oh Boy live from the VA every week as like a little partnership. And what they get in promotion, we get in free healthcare.
I think that's a good deal.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah, I think
I
so
already
too.
have a good health insurance policy through my job, so
But it's not
I
free.
don't really need it.
Right? Like you're paying into it.
I guess, yeah.
So this, I mean, it wouldn't necessarily be free, like, because we are, you know, providing a great service to the VA by letting them host us for the podcast and them getting, like, you know, all the praise and accolades that come with that. So I guess it's not free in that scenario either, but less monetary cost to us,
I suppose.
Yeah.
JC, we've gone really off course. What were we talking about this week?
Well, Jordan was like, have a great week. And I was like, it's going to be tough. The festival was canceled and my dog died.
Sorry about that.
Hey, I guess it happens. Like so many other things. Oh, I also got to issue an apology to the listening audience. I forgot about this bit of housekeeping I should have done earlier. Last week, Grayson, I interrupted you and I said, hold on, Grayson. Maybe I didn't say hold on. I think I said, go on, Grayson. Keep talking. I'm about to blow my nose. And I did a great thing. I muted myself and I blew my nose. Wasn't that so kind? You didn't have to hear me.
That is so kind.
Yeah. What I didn't realize is I only muted myself on Discord, not the recording. And I only noticed it after I uploaded the recording. So me blowing my nose is just fully in the podcast right over you talking. So sorry about that. It sounded horrific. It sounded bad. It was disgusting. So again, formal and most sincere apologies regarding my nose. I've been so congested the past couple weeks, okay? Ever since I was sick, I just keep getting congested and congested and congested. I need some help, okay? I got this eucalyptus steamer for the shower. It only works temporarily.
I mean, most things only work temporarily.
I need a permanent fix. I need, like, to clear out my nasal cavity.
I wonder if there's, like, a surgery for that.
I think they could probably, like, widen
your... Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool. I could also just, like, stick my finger up there and, like, with enough time and applied pressure, it'll probably start, like, expanding, right?
Maybe. I mean, they say noses never really stop growing.
Oh, big. They also say there's no such thing as a bad idea. So, when we combine these facts... You know, that's how we get innovation. That's how we develop as a species. This is pretty cool.
That's how Israel bombs Iran.
With the no bad ideas thing?
Yeah.
Ah, shit. Yeah, I guess so. The nose thing sounds like a way better idea, TBH. You know?
I would agree with you, actually. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Bold stance, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Why was I talking about my congestion? Oh, yes, my nose got blown on the podcast and everyone heard it. That was embarrassing. That was exposing. I hope everyone forgives me. Do you?
Well, I didn't have to hear it, so yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah, so you're like the least victimized in this.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Oh, that's so wonderful. That is so good to hear. By the way, Gray the Gray, I have some good news. You want to hear some good news?
I'd love some good news.
Okay. You know Collins Street Bakery, the place we all know, we all love?
Yes.
Okay. It's between us and Fort Worth over in Waco, Texas. We love the bakery. We love their cherry icebox cookies. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. On the way to Bonnaroo, when it was still supposed to happen, my family and I stopped in because, you know, we drove through Waco. When in Waco, you go to Collins Street Bakery.
Or start a cult. One of the two.
Those are the two options. Every time I've opted for the bakery one, you know? But I'm a young man. Yeah, we got time. We got time. Gray the Gray, instead of having the employees shovel for me 2 dozen cherry icebox cookies into a box and then charging 80 cents per cookie, you know what they do now?
What do they do now?
They pre-package the cherry icebox cookies every morning, and they sell them for half the price. So every cookie is 40 cents instead if you buy it in the prepackaged one.
Yo.
And they taste the same. It was incredible, in fact. So
it'd be odd if they tasted different.
Well, like if they were like done in a factory or something, you know? And it's like, oh, here are the factory cherry icebox cookies as opposed to the ones cooked fresh. That's why I would imagine they taste different. But no, clearly not. They're all made fresh. They all taste great. And now you can get a dozen of the cherry icebox cookies for half the price. This is massive.
Where's that work out to?
That's going to be saved.
It's like $6 at that point?
It was something like that. Yeah, 40-something cents times 12. What's that? Yeah, $6 or so bucks. It was great, though. They tasted wonderful. We had leftovers when we got back. Well, Bonnaroo did end early, to be fair. But, yeah, the Icebox cookies are even cheaper for all of our imminent visits to, not imminent, but our inevitable visits to Chargal. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah. Less exciting news on the food front. And I know how much we love covering the food front here on Boy Oh Boy. I went to Walmart with Brandy last week, and she was not hungry. I was, and we were already in Walmart. So I figured, okay, let me just buy food here. And my entree of choice, Gray the Gray, came from the frozen pizza section. Okay? My eyes, they did not deceive me, Grayson. I walked down the pizza aisle at Walmart, and I saw Chuck E. Cheese pizza. Chuck E. Cheese, the big mouse, he was on it. He was on the pizza, and it said Chuck E. Cheese frozen pizza. And I thought, this is massive. I love the taste of Chuck E. Cheese pizza. This is so cool that they've decided to box it and put it in Walmart. And it's also so cheap. Okay? It was one of the cheaper frozen pizzas available, the Chuck E. Cheese one. The bad news comes in when I say it tasted nothing like a Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
No.
It was more akin to an Uncrustable, sorry, not an Uncrustable, to a Lunchable or a Lunchly pizza.
Why would it be, did you not cook it?
No, it was cooked. It was cooked for all the time stated on the box. It was still really doughy, however. But we cooked it for the proper time, proper heat, and it was warm. It just tasted like the fake pizza from a Lunchable. And also, even if it didn't taste like that, if it just tasted like a bad pizza, which it surely did, it was a bad pizza, that's so messed up. That feels like kind of false advertising when you say, here's a frozen Chuck E. Cheese pizza. You know? There's something very specific we all picture when we think Chuck E. Cheese pizza. And it wasn't that. So
it'd be very cool if the Chuck E. Cheese frozen pizza was just a bunch of misaligned slices.
Yeah, something to add to the authenticity of it. But I'll tell you what, it's not authentic. It's not real. And maybe that should have been my sign when the box had a perfectly circular pizza. Okay, maybe that's when I should have known this is too good to be true, because it was, in fact, too good to be true. I'm using my platform here on Boy Oh Boy for good. Okay, I'm using this platform to say not to buy the Chuck E. Cheese pizza from Walmart, please.
So I understand the position you're taking. I understand that it's bad pizza. That being said, we are hanging out with Steven to watch Megalopolis this weekend, correct?
Yes, we are on Saturday. Maybe Chargal will be there. Maybe Will?
Are we in the Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
No, we are not. It was really bad. It was really bad. Also, Brandy and I decided when we were at Walmart, we were also going to buy mozzarella sticks. And I didn't want to get the TGI Friday ones because I remember they always blow up in the oven. You know, like they always like cook a little too much and then they end up hollow with the cheese on the outside. Okay? And that's like a problem I have really specifically with the TGI Friday ones. So, and maybe they taste good, sure. But they're also the most expensive. So they're the most expensive and the most prone to like imploding. I don't like it. I'm not a fan. So Brandy and I instead picked out the $1.20 mozzarella sticks from a brand I don't know the name of and probably will never think of again in my life. They were just the cheapest ones available, okay? $1.20 for mozzarella sticks. What a deal. The TGI Friday ones were $9, okay? These ones were $1.20.
Wow.
And then out of severe worry and caution, Brandy and I also bought a middle ground mozzarella stick. We bought a $6 one just in case the $1 ones were really bad. Okay, just to cover our bases.
Very responsible, yeah.
Yes, and then we were going to do like a little taste test to see which ones were better, the $1 or the $6. What I have to tell you is that it really makes no difference how much a mozzarella stick costs if it is completely unseasoned and you don't have any marinara sauce. They all taste like shit. They all taste really bad. I should have gotten the TGI Friday ones that come with marinara and are also seasoned. Maybe the $3 extra are worth it in some scenarios. This is one of them. Splurge for the good mozzarella sticks. Okay?
Thank you for the insight, JC.
Yeah, you're welcome. The only way I made them edible, the mozzarella sticks, is I folded them. I would wrap the mozzarella stick with one of the fake Chuck E. Cheese pizzas. And then it became slightly tolerable. This is one of the unhealthiest meals I've ever had, and it was also one of the worst tasting. And those things shouldn't go along together. Those things should be mutually exclusive.
Devastating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're telling me. Okay. Out of everything that happened this past week, the most devastating.
Yeah, that was the worst.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned Chargle maybe joining us for Megalopolis.
Yeah.
How is that possible? I thought she wasn't coming back to Texas yet.
No, Chargle is doing a summer intensive in Fort Worth, not to blow up her shit, not to put her the spotlight on her to use Steven's wording, not to dox her or anything, but she's going to be back in Fort Worth this summer for a summer intensive. And I think she's been back for like a week or so already. And she asked a while ago about coming up this weekend. And it was perfect because I was like, Chargle, we already have Megalopolis scheduled with Steven. So this is incredible. What a coincidence. But earlier today, I messaged Chargle. I said, Chargle, are you still planning to come this weekend? Just because I haven't heard from her in a little while, you know? Chargle might be a liar, Grayson. Chargle said that she's maybe going to come. It depends on how tired she is. Oh, if she's too dead, she'll come. And that's not very nice. We made plans.
No. That's rude.
I'm already committed to this future where you, me, Steven, and Chargle spend a day together watching Megalopolis. Now she wants to go switch that up? That feels hardly fair to any of us.
Honestly.
And look how kind.
Ridiculous.
Kind and considerate you are. You're throwing out all these spectacular ideas like getting a Chuck E. Cheese pizza, you know? And she can't even bother to show up.
I'm hurt.
Me too.
I'm a little offended.
How do you feel about actually just getting real Chuck E. Cheese pizza on Saturday? Like, not the Walmart one.
I mean, if we're going to do something like that, I'd rather just get good pizza.
You don't like Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
No.
Wow. Well, that's... I don't know if I would have started this podcast if I'd known that. And to be clear, I don't honestly, mean episode 395.
I'm not saying
the whole podcast.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying I dislike it. I have no memory of it.
It feels like you're saying you dislike it, if I'm being honest, because it's one of the more memorable pizzas. So I'm only led to believe that if you have had it before, you hated it so bad you had to repress that memory.
I went to Chuck E. Cheese maybe once growing up. I was more of a Peter Piper pizza guy.
Peter Piper pizza isn't a thing, okay?
Piper
pizza. Oh, okay. I know that place. No, I know Peter Piper pizza's... Wait, is Peter Piper pizza the one where the food's as good as the fun?
I don't remember, man.
Or is it years ago. Where a kid can be a kid? I think Peter Piper pizza's the one where the food's as good as the fun, and Chuck E. Cheese is where a kid can be a kid. And I was more concerned with being a kid. Not with food, nor fun. Wait, no, I was concerned with food. I was more of a food guy. That's why I went to Chuck E. Cheese. Which doesn't line up with their catchphrase, but it lines up with my experience, my lived experience. Do you follow?
No, because... Yeah, no, that's absurd.
They just got their branding a little off Chuck E. Cheese. Like, Chuck E. Cheese should have been they should have, in their commercial, said Chuck E. Cheese's, where the food's as good as the fun. And that would have, again, matched more with my experience. Because the fun, there was so much of it to be had, and also the good food. Those sentiments could not be said about Peter Piper Pizza. Also, Peter Piper Pizza never had that big old, like, jungle gym with, like, the tubes.
My Peter Piper pizza did.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's, again, different. You grew up in a whole different state, though, because you're not a real Texan, so I guess that makes sense.
Shut up.
It's just the truth. I'm just trying to add context to our stories here. Also, who am I pretending like I ever went into those tubes? I had too much social anxiety. I was afraid I'd get lost and lose my parents, okay?
Did you really?
Yeah, no, I never went into them. Like, maybe in, like, the netted stair part where, like, you could still, like, see everyone. But I would never go into, like, the actual, like, tubes itself.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't really realize that Chuck E. Cheese had so much infrastructure in place to make sure that no one leaves with or without you. no one leaves without you. Like they stamp your hand, they make sure the kids go with their parents, all that kind of stuff. But that didn't register for the little me, you know? They should have made the stamp not invisible, and then I maybe would have understood. Yeah.
You also mentioned maybe Will. Is Will coming up?
I don't know. I think Steven mentioned that, but I don't know, because Will also messaged me and was like, hey, can I come up on this day for a tattoo? And he was like, I'm not going to spend the weekend just for a tattoo. And then we ended up deciding on a day. And that's coming up very soon. So it'd be weird for him to come up like two weekends in a row, but let him do him, you know?
I mean, he's got time, you know, it's summer.
That's so true. I do forget. I do forget the boy is out for the summer. I wonder if he's gone to Chuck E. Cheese. Will could
probably only hope.
Toss back, throw back a Chuck E. Cheese pizza with ease, you know?
I would imagine.
I could
Speaking
see
of pizza.
Oh, yeah?
Maria made pizza recently.
Oh? You mean your brother's girlfriend?
Yeah, she cooked pizza for us. Actually, two nights she cooked pizza. One day I had to pick up the dough for it, and I bought a bunch of extra stuff that – yeah. That's all besides the point. She made pizza. And like, yeah, she made pizza, but also she made what she called pizza. And I want your thoughts on this.
Okay.
Because it involved pizza dough. It's pizza dough laid out like pizza dough in a circle, you know, with a pizza dough.
Yeah, as any good pizza has.
And then on top of that, it was sliced potato.
Okay.
Olive oil.
Okay.
And a little bit of rosemary.
Can I just clarify, like, this is before we add any sauce? Or is the olive
no
oil
sauce.
Meant to be the sauce? Okay, okay. So this is like a bread at this point. Potato bread is what we're making so far. Noted.
Yeah. That's it. That's all the ingredients.
Oh, wait, that was it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And no, I want to ask you, would you call that pizza?
No, I wouldn't. Even slightly. Again, it's much more akin to like garlic bread, but it's rosemary and potato bread.
Yeah.
Because there's no cheese even, right? There was no cheese thrown on top?
Second time she made it, there's just a little sprinkling.
That's closer to a pizza. That one has a way better
chance. Like the cheese was not melted. There was
yeah. But I still call the lunchly and lunchable pizza a pizza, and that cheese isn't meant to
melt. Much less cheese. That.
But again, that's a tenuous use of the word pizza as well. Like we're already, I don't know if the lunchly definition of pizza holds up in court. So if that one's already struggling to you know, hold on, Maria's certainly does not stand a chance in the legal system, of course.
I don't think it counts as pizza.
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
And
put
like
up
it was
an
good.
Argument. Okay, yeah, it sounds like it'd be good.
Tastes good.
Uh huh.
Not pizza. The other pizza she made was just like a cheese pizza. That was pretty good. That was solid.
Did she insist on it being called a pizza?
Yes.
Well, that's a little weird. I don't know why she did all that.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I'm glad it tasted good. Maybe one day when I'm there, she'll make it. And then I can taste it. Maybe the taste is really similar to a pizza. Maybe that's why. Comments?
No. No.
Okay, I didn't think so. I figured it would probably taste more bready, potato-y, and like rosemary a little bit.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. No, that'd be accurate.
That's not like pizza. That's not like pizza at all. Well, we'll figure out what we're doing for food on Saturday. It'll really depend on the chargal of it all, her and her lying ways.
Devastating. Yep. I just was thinking about something. I keep bringing up Renfair on the podcast, and I apologize for that. But also, I'm really excited for it, so you got to get over it. But we have a lot of people going. I'm assuming we're taking two cars, right?
I don't think there's any way around taking two cars. Like,
yeah,
we certainly are taking two cars. Last year, we took three cars for the group of us. So certainly, we're going to have to take at least a couple this year, you know?
Well, we took three cars in large part because we were coming from different locations. But yes. I think just for us coming from the Austin location, we'll have to take two cars.
Shoot. No, you're right. Because it'll be Hans, Jordan, you, Steven, Issa, and Brandy. Am I missing any other names from Austin?
No, I think that's the Austin group.
Certainly.
And then we'll meet up with Alohi and Ivan.
Uh-huh.
And Chargal.
Maybe, you know how our friend, who I won't say that may or may not be coming to the Ren Faire, is considering buying a car? But I won't say who. Maybe we can convince him or her to buy a 15-passenger van as their first vehicle.
I think that's only advisable, yeah.
Okay, good.
For
Glad
all
we're on the
the
same page.
passengers he slash her often ferry.
What do you mean? Expand on that. Say more,
To
King.
fit all the passengers, they of non-specific gender that we're not going to reference
No, we would never out
often
someone like that.
ferry.
They often ferry?
Yeah.
Ferry, like the Staten Island ferry, like the boat that gets you from point A to point B?
Well, ferry can also just mean like carry from one place to another.
I'm so confused. I gotta see the sentence that you said on a piece of paper, and then I'll maybe understand it better. I gotta sit with it to understand the syntax and such. Either way, I am fully on board for creating the role of bus driver for this friend of ours. You know? We may or may not have already designated a position for them in Marianne's garden in the way off distant future, but I feel like they could easily also double as bus driver. Thoughts?
I would certainly hope so.
Okay, good. And maybe 15-passenger van is not the move. Maybe short bus. I just feel like it'd be like a little bit more pronounced on the road. You'd know when he or she are coming. I guess also a large white van would also get that done.
I think they'd be very comfortable in that. Yeah.
In which one? In the 15-passenger van or the short bus? Maybe both.
I was thinking the bus,
The short
but
bus. Okay, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
short bus is the move. And then we like paint it like a cool color unrelated to the person, maybe like purple. Was my thought. But that's just we're spitballing here. We're
Throwing out
spitballing.
ideas.
Yeah. Gray the Gray, you're yawning. Do you find Ren Faire boring? Do you find our friend boring? Do you find the art of bus driving boring? Is that
No,
what I
I've
meant to
just been
think?
very busy at work and behind on sleep and
Oh, sure.
tired.
Oh, sure. But you have time to eat potato pizzas.
Yeah.
It's messed up. Get your priorities in check, okay?
That's a good point.
I do come to you as the person who did not practice my tung 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 Sahore impression, but do as I say, not as I do.
A lot of questions of priorities here on this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a rough week, you know? Sometimes priorities get knocked out of whack, as they say. But one thing that will not fade from our priority list, Megalopolis. And that is coming soon. Soon meaning
Soon.
this Saturday, the next time you hear from the Boy Oh Boy podcast. And I know after this episode, everyone's going to be clamoring for more Boy Oh Boy. We'll have Megalopolis to talk about, so.
Tung 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 Sahor, more like soon Sahor.
That's pretty good, actually. That's pretty good. Sometimes I have to dig deep for an episode title on Boy Oh Boy. Sometimes I go through the edited episode and I say, "Ah, oh, what could I possibly title this episode to so perfectly encapsulate all we've accomplished in this hour of talking? I need not this week.
You got
Soon, soon, soon,
soon.
Sahur." Wow.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there are
You know?
sometimes I feel bad too because a moment on the podcast will occur when I say, there's just objectively speaking, no topping that. How are we supposed to do another 10 minutes of Boy Oh Boy after a piece of gold like that's been uncovered, unearthed?
It's
I
gonna
don't
be a
see a way.
challenge.
Yeah, I honestly, a challenge I'm not even up for. You know what the perfect ending to this episode of Boy Oh Boy, you know what it is for me at this point?
What is it?
We relive Chargle's biggest blunder and then we end the episode.
I think so.
Okay, okay.
Guys, let's tell you a little story
Okay.
about last year's Ren Faire.
That's right.
To give some context, Ren Faire, people show up. They show up in little costumes. They show up dancing around in their medieval wear. JC, naturally, in our friend group, who all decided to dress up as John Cena.
Ren Faire legend.
Noted Renaissance man.
That's right.
So JC naturally fit in very well.
Thank you.
Upon entering the Ren Faire, we were walking for a little bit, and you know, traffic was walking the opposite direction of us, and we were walking, you know, people were moving about, commotion. People here, there, and everywhere. But JC was drawing attention, much attention. Shockingly enough, JC was the only person dressed as John Cena at the fair that year.
Or shocked
at
least that we I saw. Was.
At which point, among much jeering, because I mean multiple people were shouting out the John Cena costume.
That's right, and rightfully so. One it was gentleman a great costume.
Begins to shout, and his name is John Cena. Would you like to demonstrate, JC?
No.
Okay. a gentleman walking the opposite direction from us does a perfect rendition of, and his name is John Cena. Someone on the opposite side of us, still walking in the opposite direction of us, though, then shouts, "Where? I can't see him."
That's pretty good. That's pretty clever.
Great joke. At which point, dear sweet Chargle. Dear sweet lying Chargle.
That's right. As she's known.
Grabbed JC's arm. Yanked him even.
I want to preface this. Without a tinge of irony, she does the following.
Pulled him out in the plain view of the crowd. Points directly at him. And just, with so much joy, exclaims to the masses, "He's right here!"
She's pointing, she's smiling, she's trying to make eye contact with the dude who just made his joke. It was filthy. It was disgusting. I still feel dirty. I feel like there's this unwashed, like, ick about me ever since the Ren Faire.
And that was Chargle's biggest blunder.
Yeah. Yeah, the ick originated in that moment. Which is tough for her. And I hate, like, I wish it could just, like, kind of be left in the past at this point. I wish, you know, we could let sleeping dogs rest. But this dog will not sleep, okay? This dog is too gruesome to sleep.
This dog be barking.
Yeah, and it won't stop. It won't stop, and unfortunately, we're the ones who have to live with its memory.
You know, I can only think of one blunder that would be greater than Chargle's biggest blunder.
Is it saying Peter Piter Pizza?
No, that was a good guess, but no, that's not what
thank you.
No, I was going to say she did it again at this year's Ren Faire.
Oof. Oh, yeah, that would be tough. Ugh. Well, let's hope she's learned a thing or two since last year's Ren Faire, but it's not looking hopeful. I don't have
what
good
would we
feelings.
Call that? Chargle's bigger, biggest blunder?
Well, it depends, because you know it could go a couple of ways. Where Chargle somehow in sheer earnestness, with insane string of coincidences occurring that lead to her making the same mistake twice. That is on the table. I'm not ruling it out, right? Like, that's possible. What I fear is more likely is that she is still grappling, and rightfully so, with her blunder from last year. That she's like, okay, now is my chance to redeem myself and, like, maybe make fun of myself. And she's like, she tries to recreate it, you know? And as like a thing like, oh, we're all in on it. Haha, remember this thing from last year? But what Chargle will not understand is that that's not something for her to make fun of. Like, that's something that's trauma that she inflicted upon us. She is in no position to make light of it and to, yeah, try to add levity there. If like you, me, or Hans,
it'd
or,
be a blunder all its own.
Yeah, it'd be a really malicious blunder, I feel like. A selfish one. Not nearly as embarrassing as the original. Nothing could probably top that. But a whole new
not as
blunder.
Embarrassing, but certainly more malicious.
Yeah, it would speak more to her as a person. Lion Chargle, that is. That's the person in question. So, yeah, I hope she doesn't pull any shit like that. That would be reprehensible. But otherwise, Grayson, anything else you want to talk about this week?
Let me see. Did I have anything else? Oh, I showed East of the Moomins.
Oh, massive, huge. The little cow ghosts.
Yeah, she didn't really get it, but that, we don't
Oh.
need to dive into all that. My brother is gonna try playing Europa, which I'm actually excited for. I hope he likes it, so then he plays it with me.
The video game you like.
Yeah, the one I have like over 900 hours in.
This is like where you conquer different countries.
Yeah, it's a strategy game.
Huge, massive,
They're
cool,
coming out
cool,
with a
cool.
sequel for it. I don't know if I'm gonna get the sequel.
I don't know either. Well, I hope your brother has enough time for it with his busy, busy schedule.
Yeah, I tried to warn him, like, listen, this is a time sink. It takes a it's a steep learning curve.
He'll get there. Nothing but faith for Wilson. If it were Lion Chargle, different story. Very little faith in her. We've seen how
You
she
know how like
blunders.
learning curves normally like taper off, they kind of become like a mesa after a while. Like
I would say that makes
it can
sense.
start super steep and then it like levels off.
Yeah.
Europa just kind of stays steep.
The whole time.
Yeah, I'm 900 hours in. I'm still so far from mastering that game.
There's got to be something like really fun about that, in that it keeps you constantly engaged, but the you, it's sad to never develop a feeling of competency or mastery.
Yeah, I'm certainly better than a lot of people, but so far from any sort of mastery of the game that it's baffling.
And you're like almost one tenth of the way there, like according to Malcolm Gladwell. So like to be like one tenth to your 10,000 hours and still like suck, kinda. That sucks. I'm sorry.
Well,
I can't
also, if
feel
you
good.
include like videos I've watched about it,
Yeah.
then I'm probably even closer to that 10,000 hours.
Oh shit. Okay. No, I think it's 10,000 hours of like active engagement and practice. You know, you can't really count the passive stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. According to Malcolm, and you know, his books are, after all, objective, hard facts and science. So that's kind of what we're working with. Similar to
Yeah.
Boy Oh Boy in a lot of ways.
Objective, hard facts and science.
Which is tough for the people we expose, like Lion Chargle and her blunders. I don't
That's
know what we've
science right there.
exposed Wonderful Bulger for, but surely something embarrassing. You guys ever
Yeah,
heard
I can't
of
really remember
erectile
anything either.
dysfunction? Gray the Gray, are you ready to ride off into the sunset?
Yeah, no, I think we're good.
Okay. Well, until next time, after we've watched Megalopolis, goodbye, everybody.
Adios.